Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Third and final edition of Our Man in Cannes with myself, Jake Cunningham, and the Curzon Director of Programme, Damo Spann.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. And actually, I think there's a bit of a lie in our title because sadly, the men in Cannes are actually now back in London.
Yeah, I feel like we're sort of faking this a little bit.
So we've sadly had to depart just at the moment that both Burning and Capernaum have completely smashed the screen metric, and suddenly the Palme d'Or winner is playing whilst we're not there.
Yeah, no, there's been some records on the grid are falling away, aren't they? And this is the grid that Screen uses to assess film's chances for the big award.
Yeah, so Tony Erdmann famously had the highest ever, 3.7 as an average review. Didn't infamously win the Palme d'Or, but Capernaum, directed by Nadine Labaki, played last night and has gone straight in with a 3.8, which is the highest ever recorded. And naturally, because it's so important and so big, we can't really talk about it because neither of us have seen it. But we have seen the latest Corrida, Shoplifters, which is one of my highlights of the whole festival. Damo, I'm completely in love with this film. Yourself?
Yeah, no, it is a beautiful little film. Corrida is a very prolific filmmaker you may well have seen in the past. I mean, Third Murder was a film that we had in the Curzon cinemas only recently, last year, After the Storm. And we've also released a couple of his earlier titles. And this one is the story of... it's really about sort of like notions of family and really, you know, what is a family? And it's about this family, in inverted commas, of small-time criminals who sort of live hidden away in this housing estate. And they are the shoplifters, the eponymous shoplifters of the story. And they take in a couple of kids who are, for whatever reason, either abandoned or in trouble, and treat them as their own. And they all live in this quite sort of like blissful scenario where they do steal a few bits and bobs from the local supermarket, but they all kind of look after each other and have sort of a great repartee. But of course, they're not actually family. They're brought together for different reasons. And the film plays with this idea really, really well in a very sophisticated way. You sort of fall in love with each of the characters and you actually want to be a part of that family. And then sort of like slowly the filmmaker towards its conclusion starts to question some of these notions and sort of tests the audience's understanding of the relationships. And it's that old adage of you can't choose your family, but of course these people have chosen each other for whatever reason, and they're genuinely sort of helping each other out, and they're generally working together, and it's really beautiful to see. And it takes you to a point where you sort of wish that your family worked on that level, and you know, not that mine doesn't, but you know, you actually start to sort of really appreciate the relationships between them. And then I wouldn't say they dismantle, but you know that a change is coming, and when it happens, it's quite sort of quietly heartbreaking.
That's it, and there's heartbreaking moments in both positive and negative ways. That when the inevitable things do happen, is extremely sad, but you've got these completely joyous moments of just togetherness. There's a particular shot of the entire group of them watching fireworks, which I'm just going to treasure for as long as I can. It's such a wonderful image. The same as them going to the beach and just having to remember that these are actors and that this isn't a family, that you're just seeing these postcard moments.
Yeah, and there's a great sense of sort of it's us against the rest of the world. I mean, obviously they're operating in sort of the underbelly of society anyway, sort of like hidden away in this tiny little flat. Stealing bits and bobs to help them get by from local shops. And also the fact that their actual existence is a secret. You know, it literally is them against the rest of the world. And when that's broken, it's a very emotional, powerful moment.
And so we'll go back to our first episode where you mentioned that one of the films you were most anticipating is Dog Man. Did it live up to your expectations?
Oh, it certainly did, and beyond. I mean, so this is the film from Matteo Garrone that we were looking forward to earlier in the week, and he's the director of Gomorrah, which I'm sure many listeners will be aware of, very fond of. He went on following that film to make Tale of Tales, which was a sort of surreal period, sort of fairy tale fantasy, very much a departure from Gomorrah. He's sort of back on familiar territory now with Dogman. Whereas Gomorrah had this sort of ensemble approach, this is actually more of a character study. And in fact, if it did have an ensemble of actors, they're actually a series of dogs. I have to say, this is the best cast of canines that I've ever seen on screen.
It's completely smashed the Palme d'Or awards.
Is that true? Is that out now? Fantastic. There is a Palme d'Or for canine performances, for anybody who didn't know. It's the story of Marcello, who is a dog groomer. He has this little shop in an incredibly run-down seaside housing estate. In fact, it's the actual location for this film is really even more brutal than the Gomorrah, the housing estates of Naples that formed the setting for Gomorrah. And he's a really interesting character. He has this daughter who he loves, and they plan diving holidays together. The affection and care that he has for the dogs in his ward is really beautiful to see, but he has some issues. I mean, firstly, he's a drug dealer, so Garrone deliberately sort of adds this sort of slight complication to his moral character. And there's a local bully, a violent criminal who's been terrorizing the neighborhood, who sort of latched onto him and is forcing him to do stuff that he is uncomfortable with. There's actually a fantastic scene. I mean, it's not really a spoiler because it's fairly early on in the movie, where Simone, this bully, forces him to drive a car while they go and burgle a house. On the drive away from the crime scene, the burglars joke about how they put a small dog into the freezer to keep it quiet, and Marcello is visibly distressed by this. And once he drops them off at a point where he's finally sort of free of this criminal act, he returns back to the house, climbs up the drain pipe and into the house, and puts himself at great risk to save this poor dog that he's, you know, upset about being in it. And eventually the film is really about, you know, what happens between these two men and whether Marcello can sort of like survive this relationship. He's very small and the guy is very big. It's a sort of, if you like, a sort of moral tale, and it's a very tense and uncomfortable watch, just sort of like seeing this man being put under this pressure, and ultimately, you know, the payoff of where that takes them and whether he can eventually escape.
Right, so that is that's the Corriere Shoplifters and Matteo Garrone's Dog Man. I just want to go back to a film called Diamantino, which again we mentioned in the first episode. That was one of my early favourites, and I was very happy to see that's gone away with the top prize from the Critics Week. We don't have any of the big awards that will be going out on Sunday, but as we said earlier, it looks like that's going to be a fight between Capernaum and Burning. I'm holding out hope for Shoplifters as well for the Palme d'Or. Cannes Zane Award, the director's fortnight, has gone to Gaspar Noé's Climax, which I'm sure will be arriving in cinemas in the UK very soon. That was won 40 years ago by Martin Scorsese's Mean Streets, who himself received a rapturous reception earlier in the week when he came to the festival too. But that's about it for our Cannes episodes for another year. I'm hoping that I'm going to be invited back next year to do this all again. But Damo, it's been lovely chatting with you.
And you too, Jake. See you next year.
See you next year. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.